Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Thank you. Thank you so much for stepping up and helping these families. It means so much. I'm so tired. So I'm sorry I'm crying. But thank you so much, Jacksonville, Northeast Florida. I mean, it's just incredible. The businesses, the volunteers, the families that came out, and all the community that has stepped up and embraced these families that we serve. And I love what I do. I love serving these families. And now I've got some money to go do it.
The 2025 Carathon, presented by Duval Asphalt, raising at least $400,000 on behalf of all of us. Thank you, Northeast Florida!
You know, we show these families each and every year in the Carathon how much we care because we pour our heart and souls into the event to bring you the Carathon on the radio. And then you come through year after year after year to the tune of $400,000. Ring that damn cowbell one more time. Brought to you by the Players Championship. We'll put a membership or a sponsorship on anything if it means money for the kids and for the families. Carla Montgomery, the team from the Child Cancer Fund, our leadership team from Cox Media Group here in studio as we kind of celebrate one more time together because we were just too exhausted to do so on Saturday after about 25 hours of broadcasting. Did you get any sleep this weekend?
I did. I did get some sleep yesterday, but it was all worth it. It was definitely worth it.
What an exhilarating rush. And with every phone call and every online donation and every text to donate, we just knew that a difference was being made for a family. And that's really kind of what it's all about at the end of the day. How do you use $400,000 in generosity from Northeast Florida now?
You know, I was thinking this morning about the one word that stands out to me from this year's event is the word impact. And I think when we talk about that $5 sticker book that, you know, 25 years later still affects me, and the family, Julia, who her daughter is going through another round of cancer treatment, you know, seeing that logo, the Child Cancer Fund logo on the Duval truck gave her, you know, the God wink. And, you know, it's those kinds of things that are the legacy and that are just, you know, last forever. So the impact isn't just the moment you give that $5. It lasts a long time. And so the things that we do for families is the financial support that they need because they're missing work and, you know, kids are missing school and they need tutoring help and, you know, just wrapping around these families and giving them the support they need. The Jacksonville community truly stepped up as always, and they've embraced these families, and it means so much to our families, so much so that they come back and they give, you know, their last dollar and, you know, and their time. And it's just, it's really the impact that you make when you make a donation is truly appreciated, and it's truly put to great use.
I think it was so telling. We were like, desperately trying to reach that round number of 400,000, getting there. And you were literally like adding, calculating as every slip was coming in. And we were about $200 shy. And then what happened Saturday?
Well, a family who are ambassadors for the Child Cancer Fund reached over and handed me their credit card. And I just about fell out of my chair because here, this family, they're still going through, you know, late effects. They're still battling. You know, the cancer journey part is over, but they're still in it and they're still doing, there's other things that they're facing. And so when he handed me that card, I was done for at that point.
I think we all were. But that shows the commitment that the families have because of what Child Cancer Fund has been able to give to them, lighting something in them to then have them want to help pay it forward in some way. So to see all the kids come back, I got a couple of text messages. I'm not going to share them because they were very personal, from Riley, Rupert Richendollar, one of the OG kids. And his graciousness for what we do every year. There's a child cancer survivor and he's saying thank you. It's like, no, I thank you because you're the inspiration. It's the kids, it's the families that inspire us. But I guess it does kind of reciprocate for everyone, doesn't it? Like we're wearing gold
bow ties next year, apparently. We have to fulfill the commitment.
Yep.
That is a great idea.
Well, he really wants us to wear gold suits, but I don't know that the budget will allow for it. But maybe gold bow
get
ties.
Get him sponsored.
We could if some sponsor out there wants to do it, right? I think the impact, you're right, the word impact, it's if you can impact someone's life right now by bringing a smile to their face, if you can impact someone's day by saying something kind to them and mean it, and if you can help impact the journey for someone who is going through pediatric cancer and just make the path a little bit easier, why wouldn't you take it? And that's why we say no amount is too small. Most of those donations of $5 or $10 were the most meaningful because they have impact on someone.
I mean, there is a donor out there, and I'm not going to give out the name, but we get a check of $3 a month. And that is huge. You know, that times 12, whatever that number is, because I don't do math in my head. But I mean, but that's gas. You know, that's getting a child to treatment. That is, you know, paying for, you know, sticker books and the things that Jolly uses in her repertoire to provide those diversionary activities for kids while they're, you know, facing needle sticks and all those horrible things that the doctors do to them. And so it's impactful. You know, it's truly impactful. We gained some recurring donors during Carathon this year, which is fantastic. That's going to help in a big way. And we're so grateful for everyone, whether it's one time or if you do it monthly, it's all impactful and it makes a difference.
You can still donate anytime throughout the year at childcancerfund.org. You can become a recurring donor or you could do a one-time donation. You can certainly donate your time and your talent as well. Reach out to the Child Cancer Fund, Carla, C-A-R-L-A, at childcancerfund.org. Volunteer at one of the awesome events. There's an upcoming event, the annual gala in October. There's the wine event at Royal Palm Wine and Tapas. There's Digger Day in the spring. There's the golf tournament. There's Carathon. I mean, I can't believe We were leaving Nemours on Saturday after we had packed up everything, and I kind of stopped in the lobby and I said, let's just turn around and take a moment, because 11 years ago this started with about five of us and we were in the old lobby at Nemours, and look at what it's become. And we need more and more and more volunteers, so if you can make that happen, that's important.
We didn't even have a step and repeat.
We had none of that stuff. Who is that? Oh, I can't hear you, actually. Are we going to pull him up?
Jennifer's on the line.
Okay, great. Hey, Jennifer, Garrett from Duval Asphalt is on the line right now. And Mitchell Gant, the general manager there at Duval Asphalt, I know he's got a prior commitment as well. I wanted to give you, as the presenting sponsor, one last chance to thank the community this morning, given what you all have done all 11 years, but as we kind of reflect on the success of Carathon.
Hi, Rich and Carla. I appreciate the call so much. Like you were just saying, this year was incredible. Duval Asphalt, we've been a supporter since we very first heard the story 11 years ago. And honestly, the community really stepped up this year. I'm so impressed and so, so happy and just thrilled that that the message of what the Carathon and what the Child Cancer Fund is doing for Jacksonville families and families being treated in Jacksonville with childhood cancer, that it's such a big deal, and they're really making a difference, and that difference now can go further because community members that are listening right now or might be listening later really stepped up and are helping support this local nonprofit.
Well said, Jennifer. Appreciate it. And we value the partnership and the commitment that Mitchell and you and the team give each and every year to the Child Cancer Fund. So there's one last chance to give in the 2025 Carathon before we start planning for 26, which we might even do before you even leave the studios. We'll be debriefing and everything. Like, when's the next one? Blah, blah, blah. The Carathon auction is open through noon today at WOKV.com. One-of-a-kind items, including that awesome canvas back there that celebrities have signed and, most important to us, families have signed and put a brushstroke of love on there. And you can bid on that or a signed guitar by the band Flip Turn or Meteorologist for a Day with a four different and meteorologist from the First Alert Weather Center. That auction closes at noon, and every winning bid is a donation to the Child Cancer Fund. But again, you can become a donor, recurring donor or more at childcancerfund.org. Without Duval Asphalt, this wouldn't be possible. Without Seaside Claims, it wouldn't be possible. Without Paul Davis Restoration, it wouldn't be possible. From the Players to the Farahs to Dan Araki and Coker Law. And who?
Equipment Services.
I mean, there's so many partners that we want to thank, but I do want to give Carla and her team the last word, because you've got nearly everyone represented except for Becky, who's also on the team behind you and our leadership team. So I want to give you the final word.
We are just so grateful for this community that steps up. And I told Eddie Farah, you know, Jacksonville takes care of its own, and, you know, the money stays right here in our community, and it's taking care of each other. And so we are so grateful for the businesses, the individuals, our families, all our volunteers, just super grateful that they're part of this, and they help us hit a goal. And the goal is not, don't look at it as a dollar figure. The goal is that we're going to be able to help these families get through this really dark time in their life, and help these kiddos get to the other side is the goal, and, you know, help their journey along the way.
Well, for Becky and Tricia and Lindsay and Tony and you, Carla Montgomery, the executive director of the Child Cancer Fund, you put your sweat equity into it, you pour your tears into it, and we can't thank you enough. And to our team, Jimmy and Jules, thank you for making it possible.
And you, Rich Jones.
Putting up with me going a little overtime from time to time. I sent an apology text yesterday. I'm sorry if we may have gone overboard, but thank you. We can't do it without you. So thank you all so much.
Thank you, Rich.
To your families as
well
for living this for the past couple of months. Your families have made a great sacrifice as well.
It's for the families of Northeast Florida. Every little bit helps, and you can be a part of the journey as well. And we look forward to the 2026 Carathon presented by Duval Asphalt at a date to be determined later. Well, we've got some rest to do. The 2025 Carathon is in the books. $400,000 later for families in Northeast Florida. Ring that cowbell.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.